Frankie Banky in Fast and Furious. A comic strip written, drawn, and read by me, Daniele Rossi. Posted on frankiebanky.com on September 3rd, 2024. In the first panel, it looks like Frankie Banky and Tiger are sitting in a car, in a vehicle of some sort. Actually, the second panel will reveal what kind of vehicle it is. Tiger is at the wheel and Frankie Banky is saying to him, now that you're 16, it's time for you to learn how to drive. And in the next panel, he continues, even if it is in a cement truck. And in the third panel, Frankie Banky is handing Tiger the key and he says, okay, turn on the engine and remember, safety first. As in the fourth panel, Tiger just floors the cement truck and they bounce along the street and, you know, right off the road. And in the fifth panel, which is actually three panels, a collection of three panels, you hear Frankie Banky go, ah, as he screams. And then the next, I guess, a sub panel, they're actually driving upside down some way, somehow. This is cartoon physics. Slow down, slow down. And in the third sub panel, Frankie Banky angrily tells Tiger, pull over before we... Oh, great. In the next panel, where you see them flying off a cliff, and there's even a mountain goat. That's how high they were. Meanwhile, a girl fox and a girl tiger are having tea or coffee. And the girl fox says, dating is just so much work. And in the next panel, as a shadow forms over them, the girl tiger replies, you can't expect men to fall from the sky. In the next panel, whump! And in the next and final panel, we see that Frankie Banky and Tiger had crash landed right next to the ladies. And Frankie Banky says, hi, ladies. So the author's commentary. During a recent conversation with my friend Greg Snyder, who created the tiger analogy of stuttering, where the tiger character originally came from, he mentioned that it has been about, or had been, I'm not sure if that grammar is correct, it has been about 16 years since I created Tiger. Since the legal driving age is 16 years old where I live, I thought it would be funny to draw a comic strip of Tiger learning how to drive. What kind of driver would Tiger be, since he's a metaphor of Frankie Banky's stuttering? The title and panel where they run off a cliff is a tribute to Looney Tunes cartoons, which I have been a huge, huge fan since I was a little kid. There is a 1949 Roadrunner and Coyote cartoon named Fast and Furious, F-U-R-R-Y-O-U-S. I left out the hyphen to help differentiate things. What I meant was I left out the hyphen in the title of my comic to differentiate things. I'm also trying a new color scheme with this comic, the addition of light gray with some yellow, which is the branding of Frankie Banky. Looks like I may need to add a fourth shade. Yeah, I guess you'll have to see the comic to see what I mean. It's basically a little bit of a grayscale kind of... actually, no, it's two-tone. Or four if you count the black and white. Yeah, the yellow and the light gray. While I make a joke about driving too fast, I like to mention that driving too fast is dangerous and a threat to lives. Note the plural. It's also a very stupid thing to do. What happens in a fictional and cartoon world and in the movies and TV is in a controlled and fictional environment, as is in no way a reflection of real life. I think that's supposed to be "and in no way a reflection of real life." So don't act like a fictional cartoon tiger and start driving like a lunatic. It is not funny in real life. You're also not going to meet women that way, only in fictional stories. And don't get me started on the spoilers on, you know, the cars. They sound like farts. Yeah, just don't get me started on that one. Where I live, I hear it all the time and it's annoying. You have been listening to the Frankie Banky podcast, offering audio descriptions of Frankie Banky comics written, drawn, and read by me, Daniele Rossi. But you can call me Danny. email me your feedback at hello@frankybanky.com. That's hello@frankybanky.com. More Frankie Banky, including the comics, at frankybanky.com. Music by audionautics.com. That's audionautics with an X. I also produce the Stuttering is Cool podcast where I talk about, well, stuttering. Check it out at stutteringiscool.com. Ciao.